beautiful Friday morning. We made it through the whole week with goals and dreams and aspirations. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. I hope you acknowledge and realize that this beautiful Friday and any day, you are beloved by God in everything that you do. Please join with Jordan Feliz on his beautiful Beloved.
How can you measure up to deserve affection, to ever be enough for this existence? When did it get so hard? Your heart is beating, alive and breathing, and there's a reason why. You are essential, not accidental, and you should realize you are beloved.
If all your mission and your purpose and your dreams did not come to fruition or to your knowledge this week, God knows the doors that you need to go through and the hallways that you need to go down. Please have patience, because as Torrin Wells sings, God's not done with you.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. God's not done with you. Even with your broken There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart.
God's not done with you,
even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars.
God's not done with you,
even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run. 'Cause God's not done with you. You. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. God's not done writing your story. No, he's not done. God's not done with you.
God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars.
God's not done with you.
He's not done.
Even
with you.
You're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart.
God's not done with you. It's not. God's not done with you.
Don't forget, we're meant to pray. We're created to pray anywhere and anytime, just not when things are bad. We need to pray when things are good, to give thanks, to have an attitude of gratitude. In other words, join with these wonderful words by Candace Cameron Bure when she speaks about turning to prayer before crisis.
I pray so much and I see God answer so many things, to the smallest tiny things and sometimes really big things. But when I forget to pray and I stop praying, just a week or two goes by, I notice such a massive difference in my life. And you just, it connects you to God so much, because when you see the little prayers being answered, it's reminding you every day, God's with me, God's with me. And we know God's with us, but again, we always have to renew our minds. We always have to remind ourselves and encourage and be present with Him. So praying should never be a last resort. Ever. It should be the start.
In this new season, I almost put on a jacket this morning. I didn't, but I almost did. The weather is getting a little bit cooler. The leaves are turning colors. They're falling. It's a new season to break the habits, the bad habits that are or that bind you to things that you really, really don't want to do, to break those shackles. And with that theme in mind, join with American Idol alumni as they sing Shackles.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. You broke the chains, now I can lift my hands. And I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. 'Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like the hope is gone.
But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstance.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can.
Much
fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind.
But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to take this load, cause I can't take it no more.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise you.
Just wanna praise you.
Fire and the rain,
bound in every kind of way.
The God has broken every chain.
Let me go.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
So I can dance.
I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you.
I just wanna praise you.
You broke the chains, now I can
live. I can live my head.
How to celebrate, Mandisa. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Come on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming back for this. Wow. Melinda, talk about your profound connection to Mandisa.
I mean, I've known her for over 20 years. We started off singing background in sessions together, and then she got on Idol, and yeah, I cheered for her. And then I came the next season, and she cheered for me. Mm-hmm. So that is my girl through and through.
Very special. And Danny, how do you think she would want to be remembered?
I think one of the things that sticks out to me is that she was a fan of people. She was a cheerleader for other people's music. I remember when I got dropped from a record label and re-signed to a new one, was transitioning, she had the biggest voice for me, and she was making a way for me and my biggest cheerleader. And it just felt amazing. And she's always was that person.
Yeah. And Colton, that song is so special in so many ways.
Yeah, I think that song sums up her life.
Yeah.
I think she came in praising. I think she left praising. So we're going to miss her, but our loss is heaven's gain. So, yeah.
Wonderful to have you all back. One more time.
There is certainly a reason that God woke you up this morning. There is certainly a reason that you need to say, thank you, God. This is the day the Lord has made. We have a reason to be here, and it's not always for us. It's for other people. There are so many in our community, your family, your friends that need you each and every day. Join with Unspoken on their wonderful reason.
This year's felt like four seasons of winter, and you'd give anything to feel the sun always raging, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are his child, and don't you forget. He put that hunger in your heart. He put that fire in your soul. His love is the reason to keep on believing. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like giving in, his love is the reason to keep on believing. If we could pull back the curtain of heaven, we would see his hand on everything. Every hour, every minute, every second, he's always been in it. Don't let a shadow of a doubt take hold.
suffering. He's closer than the air you breathe. From the start to the end, to the in between.
Don't you dare doubt even for a minute. What he started in you, yeah, he's gonna finish.
Put that hunger in your heart.
Promises that God made for us 3,000 years ago, 3,500 years ago, are the same promises that God has for us now. The words in our scriptures are as strong as they were when they were written. Never, never forget that. Please join with Torrin Wells and Jen Johnson on their famous four.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over. I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace. Your faithfulness, my fortress.
Make way through the world.
Faithfulness, my fortress. over and over.
Did you wake up this morning and say, thank you, God, for another day? I appreciate the mercy and the grace you are giving me, my daily bread, my manna from heaven, so I can go out into the world and bring blessings unto others and give you all of the glory. Please join with, we are messengers on their wonderful God, be the glory.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope in you. As is for beauty. Joy from my morning. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'll trade strength for my weakness. Pain for my healing. Let this be my story. To God be the glory. Oh, oh, oh. You love me at my best. You love me in my mess. God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure. You make a way for me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my heart.
No matter where you are going today, whether you are driving your children to school now, whether you're driving yourself to work now, whether you're at home, whether you're on a little excursion this day, no matter where you may be, God is there also. There's a wonderful word called Emmanuel. That means God is with us. Wherever you are, it is so appropriate to pray and give thanks because God is never far from us. Listen to these wonderful words by Mike Todd as he talks about distant from God.
And some of us have been trying to reach God from across the room. Some of us have kept God at an arm's length, been like, God, I'll do my thing over here, but when you need me, you know how to really get me. And God says these next instructions of crazy faith may be coming in whispers. They may have to be something that you only get after 5 or 6 days in my presence. It may be something that I only give when you shut off your iTunes and the radio and the Instagram, and for the next week and a half, you drive in silence. Why? Because I want to be close. I want to hear you. I want to sense you. I want to feel you. I want to know you because I will not miss. the next thing you want to do in my life, because there was too much space.
How do you make all your actions and all your words so very blessed? Well, that's easy. You put God first in everything that you do, and then all will be filled with faith and goodness and righteousness. Sing with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's the prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. All I wanna see.
Always believe what God says we are. Always believe that we are made in the image of God, and therefore our acts should be one that make our community better and spread the love of God from one person to another. Faith is contagious. It's one of the things that we want to be contagious. Sing with Lauren Daigle with Her You Say.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every
single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Have the opportunity to listen on Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on this station, always go to the podcast at wwdbam.com, or I'm always posting on my social media on X, which used to be Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and even TikTok. I post the daily links so you can join any time of the day to be filled with the goodness of God. And please spread the word to others so they can be filled with the faith that they so need each and every day, and they can give thanks with all of their blessings. Join with Marshall Hall on his thanks.
Thanks, I give you thanks for all. you, Lord, for the strength you give to simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks, sing it with me, church, now thanks, thanks.
When you go to bed at night, it's so important that you need to rejuvenate. We need to renew our bodies, minds, and souls so we can have a blessed day when we wake up. In order to do that, we need to take the problems that we have temporarily, momentarily, our problems, and give them to God. So when we are sleeping, God can work on them for our better. God doesn't sleep. God does not slumber. You need to take them out of your hands and give them to God in the evening. Join with Jeremy Camp on his Out of My Hands.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never, treasure.
control.
Think your problems are big? You don't know how big our God is. There are no problems too big or too small for God to work on with us, as a partner with us, as a friend with us. And after all, we should pray. And what is prayer? We always speak about prayer. It's just a fancy word that means having a conversation with God like we would with a friend, with a neighbor, with a family member. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? The answer is a resounding yes. Sing with Terry Ann on her wonderful Big God.
Yeah. With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath. Shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop. My world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop. Comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God.
Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith.
Things are going bad in one or more aspects of your life, remember, it's only for this time. It's only temporary, whether it be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. It's only for the moment. No matter what's going on in your life, you always need to praise God, to say, God, I know this part of my life isn't going as well as it should now, but I have faith in you, and I know in the days and the weeks to come, you will turn it around. I still have faith. In other words, always have, as Ren Collective sing, hallelujah, anyway.
Yeah, I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart. Cause I think I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. Yeah, I'll find a way to thank you, though the bitterness is real and hard. Cause I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to surrender to the dark. Even if my daylight never dawns, even if my breakthrough never comes, even if I'll fight to bring you praise.
Even if my breakthrough never comes, even if I'll fight to
All right, it's time to praise God. It's time to look up, to point up and say, thank you, God. I know that was you who is giving me this brand new day, this wonderful Friday, this wonderful weekend to bring love unto others and to make my community better because of me. It is time to praise wherever you are. So let's sing with Brandon Lake with his Praise You Anywhere. Friday, I want to wish everybody a blessed weekend. If you observe and celebrate Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, Day of Repentance, Day of saying, I'm sorry for the things that I've done, the things that I have said. That begins tonight. On Friday night is Yom Kippur. And if you are fasting, have an easy fast. I want to wish a happy new year to all those who celebrated Rosh Hashanah and have a beautiful, meaningful Yom Kippur. Poor for those who celebrate. We end today on Chris Tomlin's Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey! For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world.
as we always, always say, pray more, worry less.